Well, I'm Chris Wallace Crabb. I'm a poet and an emeritus professor in historical studies here, though I was for a long time in what used to be called the English department. And I'm chairing a panel in which we're looking at aspects of Australian identity, particularly as reflected through people who are writers or writers and scholars. And one of the things we'll be saying is there are many kinds of Australian identity, many identities. It is, if you like, a commonwealth of identities. I'm not only talking about multiculturalism, but talking about the different ways in which citizens have roles within a community. Citizens have responsibilities, have ideas, have attitudes, and these are all part of their identities. So the members of my panel will come in from different angles, sometimes with the helicopter vision, sometimes with a close-up, sometimes sweepingly, sometimes empirically. But we'll try and draw these things together to see that an Australian identity is a patchwork of matters. It's an assembly and gathering of different kinds of issues. Thus, one member of our panel is going to talk about the role of exchanges between colonists and a distinguished Aboriginal in the Melbourne area in the 19th century. Another about the nature of dichotomies in Australia. Another, a larger questions about what Australia can mean globally and in the relation between the big global picture and our local picture. The fourth member of our panel will be talking about binaries. We're all in danger of thinking in binaries, either this or that. We're either for or against. We're Labour or Liberal. We're tolerant or intolerant and so on. And she'll be talking about the way in which binaries bend the way we think in general. So these are all coming from very different angles, but will add up, I hope, and pose questions for the audience, for all of us, about this. As a poet, I've long been interested in the precision of language and in its suggestiveness, its ability to suggest a bit of this and a bit of that, its ability to bring together binaries, its ability to take on board the Indigenous and the colonial, but by the rich and orchestrated play of language in poetry, it can at best draw things together that a linear discourse might not make so clear. So I hope that this is something that I will bring to this panel, and I hope we will all be bouncing with ideas. My panellists are still to surprise me with exactly what it is they're going to say, of course. Nations and nationalities all have caricatures, all have cartoons of themselves. All Italians eat spaghetti and smell of garlic. All Scots are mean, and so on and so forth. And Australia has caricatures of that kind that go right back to the 19th century when Anon wrote a microscopic poem that went, Australian born, Australian bred, long in the legs and short in the head. And there was this sense of the hearty, matey, resourceful, laconic Australian. Now, we're all demurring from this, but we're all partly shaped by it, because once you have such a caricature in place, there is more encouragement for a Frenchman to wear a beret and flirt. There is more encouragement for a pom to be buttoned up and so on, or to play against this by pushing it to the other extreme. And so caricatures of identity are part of what we're formed by and what we form ourselves against. And this will be part of what we're looking at also in our panel. What Australia is will come up more and more in many ways. A peculiarly peaceful country that has no land borders with other countries. An enormous country with a small population. A country that hasn't had internal civil wars, unless you count the localised conflicts with Aborigines in the early days. It's a country with an extraordinary distinction in the medical sciences. is a whole series of things which it is or has been. In the 1880s, some would say the richest Melbourne was the richest city in the world per capita. We don't think about that sort of thing often. What a country is changes and sways in time. What Australia was in 1914 is very different from what it was in 1968. All these ways of being are not any part of the complicated thing that we have to work out, but they defeat the rigour of the caricature. Once again, when you talk about Australia and the Australian, are you saying the same thing about someone who lives in Inner Hobart and a North Queenslander? Are you saying the same thing about an Indigenous person from the Northern Territory and a banker from Central Melbourne? Are you saying the same thing about the principal of a girls' school in Adelaide and a trade unionist in the coal mines of Western Australia or Queensland? There are many different identities that make up a community. There are many different Australias. There are many different kinds of people who will sometimes only be marginally touched by the generalisation. An Italian migrant or a Vietnamese migrant might both want to be firmly Australian. They might be completely unambiguous about being firmly Australian, and yet their family structures, their belief systems, their allegiances, other than being Australian, are complicatedly different. Similarly, an 80-year-old Irish Australian and a 19-year-old Chinese student who's become a citizen, these are Australians. But what is it they have in common? And this is something immensely polycentric, not only multicultural, but polycentric through age and through all sorts of formative things. I think one caricature it'd be good to deal with, and it's become very common in the press lately, is another envelope, another loose, floppy envelope. Boom generation, X generation, baby boomers, X generation, Y generation, as though they can all be folded in too, and we have something in the paper saying, baby boomers are greedy and selfish, or Y generation doesn't believe in this. Crap. We're all human beings. We all have sets of values. We have local allegiances. There are structures of friends, structures of fellow workers, structures in a suburban community or a country town or a mining settlement. But we can't be rolled into being baby boomers. Fortunately, I'm too old to be a baby boomer, so I'm above all this.